Here we are dealing with the mikveh. First of all, Oleko. Here the Mishnah deals with the mikveh that is not kosher. But then, and even if the Mishnah reference to a mikveh that is kosher, but the Rambam Shita is that even kosher is possible only in the Rabbanon. Mitzvah said there is no psul. So Mele, since it's negated psul, the Rabbanon of show. So Mele, even the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Rabbi of show, shall be shining in the mind, will agree that we apply. We got in show, we apply the aloche of Gudaris. Right. Now, Beyo Shehu Molei Mayim Shehuvi, V'yamo Nechnes Esrei, V'yeitzei Mimenu, Le'ilom Hu Bipisulei, Achi Nishasi, Shehu Nishtaya Min Orishenu Im Shloishu. Now, this complicates the whole world, because it seems that Mishnah Gimel discusses the same kind of a case as Mishnah Aleph and Beis. But in Mishnah Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah mentions one level. What is the remedy? He has to draw out. How much water? Miluye Beit. In other words, that quantity of water that was contained in the Beit at the time when the Gimel Rubin fell into it, plus the Mashima. So, if at the time when the Gimel Rubin fell into it, it had five so, then Gimel Rubin made sure, and then Gimel Rubin fell into it, and then it started to rain, and there was a profusion of Mishomi. So in order to be Mitaya, he has to draw out five so plus. Suppose at the time the Gimel Rubin fell into it, it had 10 so, and then it started to rain. So in order to be Mitaya the Mikveh, you have to draw out 10 so plus. If at the very outset when the Gimel Rubin fell into the Mikveh, so there was 20 so, so then, and then it started to rain, and a lot of water dropped into it, so in order to retire it, you have to draw out 20 surplus. That's the remedy mentioned in Mishnah or Mishnah Beis. Here the Mishnah mentions something else. Be'er she'u molei mayim shuvi, be'er amon nechnes esrei, ve'yeitzim emen le'ilom hu ripisulei, achi yischashim, So there is one nusche in the Raivet, in the Balei Nefesh. I mean, you cannot learn Mikvayis without learning the Balei Nefesh of the Raivet. So, one nusche in the Balei Nefesh of the Raivet is, but that's not, we don't pass like that nusche, like that lotion in the Raivet. That it's the same language. In other words, when Mishnah Gimel says, Beyer shu moli mayim shuvi, v'yamo nechnes eslei, v'yeitzim imenu leilo mu bepisulei, ad shi nischashi, shalu nishtaya min orishenu shloi shalugim. So it means mamash the same thing of Menuhile. Why does it formulate it in Mishneh Aleph and Mishneh Beis in one expression, and in Mishneh Gimel another expression? So he explains it. You should go over the Shar HaNefesh here, and you should also look up Kapach's translation.
ויש בהם מן הקשירים הלויות עם בסייל?
Now the question is, let's say, what,
what's the pshat in Yiluyah Bein? By the way, it's Eve at the time, at the very outset, when Gimelukim fell into the Be'er. There was 20 some Mikshami. So then, and then it started to rain. Started to rain. Hammer. 41 saw, 45 saw, 50 saw. I mean, as much as you want. And then, so you cannot use that mikveh until you draw out 20 sopos. If originally there was 10 so at the time, so you cannot use the mikveh until you draw out 10 sopos. So he says, why? So that means we are assuming that when you draw out at random 20 sopos, you draw out after those drops that were there at the very outset when the Gimelukim fell. But that's not so. So he says with Kashi, the FOP, Shamay Matsofi Vietzim, when you draw out water, so you draw out a mixture of both types of water. The water that was originally there at the very outset, and the water, the new water that dropped in through the rainfall later on. So by drawing out 20 soplos, you might draw out only 10 or 5 of the old water that was there at the very outset. So why are you retiring? Rav Al Pish Amayim Atzofim Ayitzim Nadei Amurovim Ayitzim Ukshayitzu Mem So Yeish Bem Mem So Min Orishenim Shel Yifsu Veyeish Bem Min Akshayim Ayer Vim Seif Adu Hoche Kishiyotzu Mishom Mem So Veyit Kosha Hoyu Velu Nifsu Elo Machmas Gimul Vugi Mayim Shum. In other words, so this first motion in the Ravet assumes that this halacha of Miluyei Ve'eid, this halacha of Miluyei Ve'eid applies not only to the case where there was a mute of Memso, Manushubi, at the very outset. You see, the way the Rav explained the Mishnah of Miluyei Ve'eid, so what kind of an example did he give? ואין יצא ממנו מילוי המים שהיו בתחילו כשנופרו בגימולוגי מים שווים ואין מעט יסר כדרחסה מגימולוגי כי אם מקווה שהיו בחופסו מים קשרים ונופרו מסך הגימולוגי מים שווים ונשמע להקים מקשבים. Why does the Rav mention this example that at the very outset the mikveh had 20 some? Why doesn't he mention 5 some? The answer is because he wants to mention a big achilles that not only if at the very outset there was just 5 so, and then it started to rain, and you had a shepa of Mikshomi, so you can be retired in Mikveh by drawing out 5 so plus. But even if you had in the Mikveh originally at the time when you were looking fell in, as much as 20 so, that's half. So, even in such a case, so, if Gimelukim fell into a mikveh that already had 20 so, half of the mem so that is required for tefillah, and then it started to rain, and it filled up, and it rained in 40 so, 41 so, 61 so, 81 so, 101 so, doesn't make any difference. So you can be retired in mikveh by just drawing out 20 plus. That's the biggest chiddush. Why doesn't the Rav mention a bigger chiddush? Suppose ki mikveh shehoyo boi chof alef so mayim sherim. That's a bigger chiddush. Chof alef is more. The answer is, in such a case, because the Rav got more agrees with the other rishonis of the other rishonis and the schoyis of the Ravet in Baal HaNefesh. Not with the first lashon and the first nusach. So, according to Rav Batinore, if the mikveh, the very outset, had chof alef so, make sure, and then Gimelukim were dumped into it, so then, drawing out Miluyei Ve'eid will not be effective. Then, there is another remedy. Then, we have to resort to the remedy that is mentioned in Mishneh Gimel. Achi yischaseif shalim ishtayam norishein oshnei shalim. Whatever it means. So, that's why the Rav. So, for the first motion in the Raile, he says that this halacha of Miluyei Ve'eid does not apply only to the case where originally in the mikveh there were just 20 so, and that's the maximum. No, even if originally there was 21 so, even if originally in the mikveh there was 30 so, even if originally in the mikveh there was 39 minus a quarter Of course, if it's 40, so then there couldn't be any two. 39 so. And then Gimelugim. And then Gimelugim fell into it. So then it puzzled. It puzzled the 39 so there was. And then Gimelugim, I'm sure, it puzzled. So then it puzzled the mikveh to the extent of 39 so. 39 so. Then it starts to rain. And let's say, and another 40 so, or 80 so, or 120 so, dropped in of rainfall, of rainwater, dropped into the bay. So, according to the first washing in the Rambam, all you have to do to be mitayer that mikveh, that had already 39 or 40 minus mash, so, of mine, of Mikshomim, so, and Gimelugim puzzled all the 40 minus Mashu heretofore Mikshomim, so then when it starts to rain in order to be tired, you have to draw out 39 soplos, and you'll be tired. That's the Irish first wash. Oh, so why? So it seems that we are assuming that whenever you draw out water, you draw out dafke the drops that were there originally, not the new drops that came in through the rainfall. But that's not mistabla. I mean, that's just deceiving ourselves. We know that if it rains in, so then it becomes uniformly distributed. So by drawing out any unit of water, so there is a certain ratio. So how can we that's another point. Because this Mishnah, it says, so what happens? There is a stream of water that flows through the bay, and it washes it through, and it splashes water outside. So, the question is this, if Dago is my mikveh, if Dago is my mayon, and mayon is my tire of the mashu, so even if the mayon does not have memsor, so the moment that mayon water flows through the bayer water, so mainly it should affect Ashoki. So the Rambam says, if the Amo would consist of Meimayon, and Meimayon affects Ashoke even Bimashu, so maybe there wouldn't be any problem. We don't have to figure out. So it would affect Ashoke. But here the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the Amo is a Amo of Mikshomi, of Mikve, not of Mayon. In order that Mikve should affect Ashoke, so there has to be Memso. So the Mishnah is reference to a case where the Amo is Mekshamim, but it's not Memso. It's not Memso. This is what he says. So he says, Al-Korcho, Ka'ama azeh Mekshamim, Avo imu is Mishachet Namayim Yitzorech Lechashim, Zu Apiske Melamedes Al Rishenu, Kasha Pirash. Now, there are some Rishenim, and that involves another question. This Mishnah. There are some Rishonim now who say that even if the Amo consists of Mei Mikveh and the Amo has Memsor, so it could not affect Ashoke. Why not? It could not affect Ashoke. Why couldn't it affect Ashoke? The Marit says, because if it's Mei Mikveh, even if it has Memsor, now the Aloch is that Mei Mikveh are not Mitaya B'Zeichui, only Mitaya B'Shperen. Here, the Mei Amo, even if the water in the Amo has Memsor, but it flows, so it's in a state of Zeichlin. It's not in a state of rest. it keeps on flowing through the Be'er. So Memele, it's in a state of Zeichlin. When can the Mikve affect Ashoke? If they are in a state of rest, but if they are in a state of turbulence, of motion, of Zeichlin, they cannot affect Ashoke. However, the Rashi is that this Amo has reference to a Mikveh, and the reason as to why it cannot affect Ashoke is because even it cannot affect Ashoke is because it doesn't have Mepsol. But according to the Marit, so the Amo, even if it has Mepsol, it can still not affect Ashoke because it's in a state of Zeichel. Alright, so he says, V'nire ke Amo hasu mikshomimi. Now, and the Ravid can be explained according to the Shita of the Rash, and it can be explained according to the Shita of the Marit, according to the Rash. So the reason is why the May Amo cannot affect Ashoke is because he doesn't have Memso, but if the May Amo would have Memso, then it would affect Ashoke. According to the Marit, if the Amo would be made mikveh, even if it had memso, it couldn't affect Ashoke, because just as mikveh are not mitaya b'zeichlin, so they cannot be mitaya mayim shuvim b'zeichlin either. So on that point, there is a machleket between the Marid and the Rashi. So he said, ki amo azu v'nira ki amo azu mikshomim. אבל בויסו משיח נראה מה אני צורך לחש זו הפיסקי מלאם אלה סלו נשאים לחש פרש ואם תאים הם דימה ולשונו למה לא כאילו שינה זה לפי שהיא לא אומר בלגינו עד שהיא נשחשת של נשתה עם נורשיין עם גימולוגים או ימי אמרים מנורשיין עם שאו ישום תחילו כאילו מה מפילה לפי חוך שונו שינו לו הלוש בשתיהם ומשתיהם למדנו כעמיים הידים באחרינו הם דרך כיבס הראשיינים מעצית ונעשו מחוץ זה נוסחה אחר. So the first notion and the first נוסחה in the Ravid is that this שיר עד שישחסף של נשתיים מראשיינים שלו שלוגים is the same שיר as בלוירי. And there is no difference between the case of a mikveh that had originally at the time when the Gimulukim fall into it 20 some mikshamim, or it had chopal of some, or even if it had 39 some, even if it had mem some, minus masha. So the same halacha applies. The moment you draw out miluyim eid, you have a tire mikveh. Even if it was kulin shom, not only when it's Gimulukim shom, or it's miluti shom, even if it's kulin shom. So you apply the same You apply the same halacha. Then Nuscha Cheres, Be'yoshu Malumayim Shugim, Wa'amu Nechneses, Shom Nishtayim Norishenim Shnei Shulugim, Niro Ka'amu Azeh Yisvik Shomimi, Avri Noyo Minamayim Yitzor Urchachim, Umlikton Achi Yitzchachim, Umlikton Achi Yitzim Mulayim Kintoni Liyo, Mashma, Sha'amayim Atzofim Yitzim Mishom, Lenechshav Yitzom Kru Minorishenim, כמו שחשבנו פסקי הראשינו, אלו פיחש בין המים שהיו בבאר, והמים היו יודעים בסייך הם יצי. הם יצי. אינם הם מחצה או מחצה, מפני שהמים היו יודעים בבאר באחרינו, קריבים ליצי, לא צייס, יצי הם הראשים. Then he says, then he mentions another lotion, and most ראשים, except the other lotion of the Ravid, not the first lotion. So they say that Mishnah Aleph and Beis discusses one situation, and Mishneh Gimel discusses another situation. Mishneh Aleph and Beis discuss a situation when the water on the hole was mikshom, but Gimelugim fell into it. So then there is a special Takonis Chachomim that Gimelugim that falls into mikshomim passes all the mikshomim that was contained at that time. So since the psul occurred as a result of Gimelugim contaminating the rest of the water, the mikveh, true, there is a concept analogous to Chdichanas Nevele. But how did it become Nevele? How did it become Shoah? Through the Gimelugim. So the Gimurugin puzzled the rest of the water. But the rest of the water, so was not Gimurugin. So that's in the case where there was 20 saw. There was 20 saw mikshav in the mikveh. So, and then Gimurugin were dumped into it. Alright, so all the 20 saw became puzzled. But it became puzzled because the Gimurugin contaminated it. It puzzled. So in such a case, the Chachamim applied a special leniency, a special kule, that the moment that the moment you draw out the Ruyevait, that quantity of water plus a little more, so then Yamitayamik. Mashem Ke Mishne Gimel discusses in the case where the very outset, all the water in the mikveh was shot. It didn't become contaminated through the tahumes of Gimel, but the whole water, all the water in the mikveh became shol. So then, drawing out Yiluy Eveit will not be sufficient. In other words, if originally there was 20 saw in the mikveh, and Mekshamim, Enam Shamim, and Gimelugim fell into it, so all the 20 saw became shol. But why? Because the Gimelugim contaminated it. It puzzled. So, since it wasn't shov per se, but it became shov through the psul, through the by being contaminated through the gimurugin, so then the Chachamim applied a special kule that you can be mitayar the mikveh by drawing out meruyevet. Masha'im came, suppose at the very outset the mikveh had 20 so mayim shuvim mamish, 20 so mayim shuvim mamish. So then, and then it started to rain, and there was an abundance of new water that fell into the mikveh. So it can only be mitayaret by drawing out from it such a quantity of water that if you figure it out on a pro rata basis, so it will turn out that there was less. That less than Gimelugim should be remained if you figure it out on a pro rata basis. So in other words, so what does it mean? Ma'amol, so then the Ravid has two machines. So one motion in the Ravid is that you have to figure it out on a pro rata basis. The other motion in the Ravid is that in case where it was Kurishov at the very outset, and then it rained in, so then you have to figure it out on a 50-50 basis. Now, if we figure, that's the second question. So you see, that's the question of the Ravid. The Ravid says like this. El v'fichesh min amayim, shohoyo bebeya, v'amayim ha'yirdim v'seichim yeitzim, in amayim, מחצו על מחצו מפני שהמים על ידנו ליבר באחרינו קרבים רוצאיס יסה מן הראשיינים שאו יהיו בבין. So the second motion, so second motion is also a very peculiar. So the first motion in the second Nusche is a Chumre, and the second motion in the second Nusche is a Bikure. So that means actually if you have Beir Shuvu Mori Mayim Shuvu, suppose you have in the bay of 40 so mayim shuvim at the very outset. 40 so mayim shuvim. I mean, all the 40 so were mayim shuvim. And then there is a stream of water that flows through it. And it washes it through. And it splashes water outside. And then v'amol ichneses lei v'yetzis menu leilon. Here is a bay, and here is an amol. And then there is a stream of water that comes from that amol and flows through it, and it washes out, it displaces water outside. So originally there were 40 so mayim shuvim here. Now let's say there is 80 so in the amor, 80 so in the amor, and then all the 80 so of the amor washes, flows through this bay, and then displaces water outside. And let's say an 80 amo, an 80 an amo, 80 soul water, make sure, flows through a bay of Memsom anchovy and displaces, here outside you'll find a displacement of 40 soul. So we have to figure it out on a pro rata basis. So that means altogether, how much water do we have? 40 saw here, 80 saw here, 120 saw. 120 saw. And now we find the displaced, the displaced quantity of water is 40 saw. So that means, what is the ratio? It's 2/3 and 1/3. In other words, this said 80 saw. And this said 40 saw. Altogether 120 saw. So what's the ratio of the 80 to that total quantity? To the what's the ratio of 80 to 120? 2/3. What's the ratio of the 40 to 120? 1/3. Now we have here a quantity of water displaced of 40. So we have to say that 2/3 of that 40 saw that is displaced is the of the mine shown in the bay. I mean 2/3, I'm sorry, 1/3 of the 40 saw, 1/3 of the 40 saw is Mayim Shuvim, and the other 2/3 are from the Meyama. So since on a pro rata basis, so only 1/3 of the 40 saw Shuvim was displaced, and the other 2/3, Shuvim remained in the bear. So that means that we still have left over 36 off. I mean over 26 off. Over 26 off. So we have 26 saw and 2/3 of his saw remaining left in the bear that he showed. And the other 13 1/3 saw is in his show. So has water from the Amo. So that means in final analysis, if we calculate it on a pro rata basis, so it turns out that how much Einam Shuvim is there left in this bayah? Only 13 saw and 1/3 of a saw. But 26 saw and 2/3 of a saw are still shown. So naturally, we cannot be tabling it. Now, so in order to be able to be tabled, so there has to be such a flow of water that when you figure out on the pro rata basis, so it will turn out that you had here left less than Gimurugim Shuvim. I mean, that will require a lot of work to do that. It will be much easier to empty out the water from the bay and fill it up with new water mixture. But this is the shield that is required. Now that you understand very well, because that is consistent with the mitzvahs. That is consistent with the mitzvahs. Because when, if the bay amo flow through swiftly this bay, so then there is a new, there is a uniform redistribution of the two waters. So mainly, if you have a certain unit of displaced water, so in order to figure out how much of the displaced water came from the bay, how much of the displaced water over here came from the Amo, it's on a pro rata basis. So if the quantity of water originally in the bay was 40 saw shuvim, and the quantity of water in the Amo was originally 80 saw, and then all of that water ran through it, and there was a displacement, so we have to figure it out on a pro rata basis. But then the second question is that if, let's say, here you have 40 saw, here you have 80 saw, here you have 80 saw, and then there was a stream of water running from this Amo, 80 saw, all running through the bay, and then we have a displaced quantity of 40 saw. So we imagine Even though in CS it's not like that. But we imagine, we figure it out on a 50-50 basis. So if we are to figure it out on a 50-50 basis, now here the displaced quantity is 40, so actually on a pro rata basis, which is consistent with the objective facts. So then, of the 40, so here displaced, so only 13 so and 1/3 emanated from the bay, and 26 and 2/3 emanated from the armor. So that means that in the bay they still remain 26 so and 2/3. So should it be kosher? How can it be kosher? But suppose we figure it out on a 50-50 basis. So then we imagine that the 40 saw displaced quantity of water, so 20 saw of that 40 saw displaced quantity of water came from the ammo, 20 saw came from the bay. So that means that how many saw shulim still remained? 20 saw. So it's still possible. But suppose the displaced quantity is not 40 saw, but 80 saw. In other words, originally there was in this armor 80 saw, in this bay 40 saw, man shulim. And then it started to run through, and then we have here outside, we have a displaced quantity of 80 son. So if we figure it out on the base at a 50-50 basis, so then we say 40 saw of that 80 saw came from the ammo, and 40 saw from that 80 saw came from the bay. So that means the 40 saw came already from the bay. So that means all the water that remained in the bay is already Eidim Shul. It came already from the Be'ana. Even though in CS it's not like that. But still we are making. Why are we making? Because the CS coincides with the pro rata calculation. Now, on the basis of the pro rata calculation, so if the displaced quantity is 80 saw, so let's say on the pro rata calculation, on the basis of the pro rata calculation, it will turn out that 53 saw and 2/3, that's right, 53 saw and 2/3 of the saw came from the Amos Amayi, and 53 saw, 2/3 of the saw came from the Amos Amayi, and 26 saw plus 1/3 of the saw came from the bay. Now, so according to this calculation, now how much is left there? How much is there altogether in the bay? 40 saw. And 26 saw. 26 saw and 2/3 saw of the shulim came out according to the accurate calculation. So that means that 26 in the displaced quantity is 80 saw. So that means in this 80 saw, there is contained 26 saw and 2/3 of the saw that came from the bay. So that means how many saw shuvim remained in the bay? According to the more accurate calculation, how many saw mayim shuvim remained in the bay? 13 saw and 1/3. So could it be possible that I see? With the Raisi it certainly couldn't be possible. With the Raisi it could be possible according to some wishing. according to some Rishayim, it could be possible with Raisi if it's Rubishon. First of all, the Raisi is that it's not possible with Raisi. But even according to Rishayim, that it is possible with Raisi, only if it's Rubishon. But here, from the point of view of the accurate calculation, because the pro-mata calculation is the accurate calculation. And the other calculation is a special cooler, even though it doesn't coincide with the objective facts. So, I mean, what kind of a calculation is consistent with the objective facts? The pro-mata calculation. But since, from the point of view of the pro-mata calculation, it's also partial with Raisa. The holidays. So it's only Shayim Rabbono. So maybe the Chachomim will make it that we assume that whenever there is a displaced quantity of water, that 50% of the displaced quantity came from the Amo, 50% of the displaced quantity of water came from the Be'er, even though we know it's not like that. But it is special kule of the Chachomim. Just as the Chachomim applied his special kule in the case where the water, the outset in the mikveh was not completely shown, but it became contaminated through the gimurugim. So then the Chachomim say, if you draw out miruye rain 20 so plus, so then it becomes toy. Not that we believe that when we draw out 20 so plus, so it's dark to those dark. I mean, we cannot deceive ourselves. But since it's migeye, so the Chachomim apply this special kule, as if just those drops that were there originally were drawn out, not the drops of the rainwater that came in later. So here too, the reason as to why in the other nusre of the writing, so he has a kule that we figure it out on a 50-50 basis, even though the 50-50 calculation is not an accurate calculation. The accurate calculation is the pro rata calculation. But in view of the fact that from the point of view of the pro rata calculation, it wouldn't involve any shayla in the raise anyway, so maybe the Chachomim applied a special code. These are the different shittas of Rishayim. Now, of course, the first nusche in Shara HaNefesh, in the Shara Mayim, in the Baal HaNefesh, in the Shara Mayim, is most Rishayim rejected. And most Rishayim agree with the second nusche in the Ha'ilet, and that is that the Shio mentioned in Mishnah Aleph and Beit is as reference to a case of a mikveh that was on the whole Enam Shul, but then it became contaminated for Gimurugim. So then we have a kule on the Ruyavein. Masha'in came if it was per se Shulim at the very outset, so then the Ruyavein is no remedy, we're not cured. But then we have to empty it out so much that but the question is, what does it mean that is chashiv shalom nishtayim nabashenim shloshalogim? So, most Rishayim agree with the first Roshim in Raive, in the second Nusche, but there are some Rishayim who agree with the second Nusche, and they say the second Roshim, it's not a question of Nusche, it's two Rishayim, it's two Nisroim, but two Rishayim in the second Nusche. So most Rishayim agree with the first Roshim in the second Nusche. But, actually, they are three Shittas. The first Nusche. So it's renewed away all the time, and then it's the second Nusche, and the second Nusche has two Rishayim. So, Be'er Shulim Olei Mayim Shulim, Va'am Nechas Lishim Menoeilo and Pisulei. Now, when it comes from the same kele, but from different poles. like a shower, we spray. Hamadim Natatzel really means from the spray. We have the Kele and we have many Nikobi, and then you pour. So, Umatim and Kenisarbe, Rabakim and Machshir, Vachachom in Paisling, Oma Rabakim and Umatilin, Alomatil, Vachachom Omule, Rikach, Rikach Omru, Eloshonofule, Shlein Shalugi. So there is a machlekin between Rabbi Akiva and Chacham, according to Rabbi Akiva. So Gimurugim, Pasul and Mikveh, that it's from Rabbanon, only the Gimurugim fall from one Kelah. But suppose you have three Kelah, and in one Kelah you have one look. In another Kelah you have another look. And in third Kelah you have another look. And then three individuals, they will keep on pouring, each one will pour. One look from a separate care, according to Rabbi Akiva, even though they do it with Vasach, the three individuals. The three individuals. So the Vasachas. So Mikveh will not become possible. Only when all the Gimulugim come from one care. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva has mentioned this even in Bigapur. Even all the Gimulugim comes from one care, but it's like a shower, a spray. They come from a number of pores. From number of pores, so it's not possible either. It has to come in Kele Echot and Nimokin Echot. Even if it comes in Nimokin Echot, that's even bigger for it. But if it comes from a spray, not one jet from one place, but it comes out from different pores, from different openings, cavities, even though from the same Kele, it doesn't matter. So, Chachamim, painfully, he does pass. I mean, if the halacha had been like Rabbi Akiva, there wouldn't be any problem in making a mikveh. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, that's why it's a big problem to make a mikveh shel. So, Chachamim, painfully, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Omer Matil, Omer Matil. Omer Lekach, Lekachom, Omer Lishnok, 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 ועם נכנסת לי, כי גאי מקשור מי שבואים למעד ונכנס אליי. הסיך את הסוס אל המים שהם מבואים בכשיב המים שובים כשסיך תמוס רבי אלו, הם בואים כנסה עבו, שמכאן ומכאן לבגד. ואמר אם נעציר תוך לי חרש איס, מר פיו סבכו, כי נימר בו מייסר אשס, ואמר ממנו מתי לה מים עם כנסה עבו. אבל כי במחשר כוסו מדין, כי בואו גימן שובים כנסה מקווה, כי מתנו מקווה, מקווה יכול למקם יכול. מה שאין כי מקסוס ויצרצו, וחכום עם פייס, ניסה וגימו גימו, גימו כאילו מצטרפים, לא מתיל ולא מתיל, כלא שזה כאילו רב, כאילו מרבה איסוף, וכלי המתיל גימו לו גימן ומקווה בגלל המקווה, וכך אומרו אלו שנופו, ולא ישנה מקווה יכול, או עם כאילו מהרבה, ואין הלוכה כרבה כאילו, נאו משתדעו. מקווה יכול משניים, משניים של מצטרפים, ומעבור אין מצטרפים, So even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, who say that the psul of Gimulugi Manshuvi applies even to a case where the Gimulugi come from different sources, so it applies to the case where the Gimulugi must come out through a spray, like from a shower. So, and it even applies to the case when three individuals will pour from three separate kelim, one group from each kelim. But suppose you have, let's say, four individuals using four kelim, and all the four kelim together, there is gimulugim. But without the four kelim, there isn't gimulugim. Then even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva agreed that it doesn't pass. מקווי אחד, וואי דווקא פרי, נעדפור, זה דקול את רחום. מקווי אחד, משניים, משלוש המצטרפים, ומעבור, אין מצטרפים, דרה. מקווי אחד, משניים, שיום ידים מוסי ורבול. נאו דגים, זה מי שתסתר עשו לזכור סמטינגס. באוקר היא החיר שנות לו לופתי שוקד עם מעיים. נאו, that is not relevant now because that Akone became mortal because it was not mispashto b'rei batzila. But originally Ezra, who brings dine, who are misake, that he balkeri, he's also with the tero, he's also with the dusho, he couldn't say Krishna if somebody was a balkeri, so according to the Akone of Ezra, So he was not allowed to daven, to say Krishna, or even to learn Torah without going through it. But there was one kula. In other words, if it was hard for him, if he was yechayle doesn't mean dark yechayle. Doesn't mean that he has the fever. In other words, if he's not in the best of health, and it's a hardship for him to go through it. So then the takone of Ezra was that not only tefillah is effective to be matter in the Torah and be the dwelling shebekdusha, but even if no fall of tisha kavim mali, in other words, from the point of view of takones Ezra, now, so it became vocal. But even before it became vocal, so if somebody was a chomosh and it was hard for him to go tefillah, he was allowed to daven by just pouring Tisha Kaduman, in other words, if you take a shower, so it will also be effective for that takone of Ezra. So, Baucher Yachir, so, before the takone became one, now it's mutter. Without anything. The Baucher is mutter with the table, is mutter with the trio, is mutter with the shema. That's not more machine, but that's a rabbi. So now,